Okay, so usually you have this situation. There's some guy, you know, standing by the doorway, and he's davening, and you know, someone wants to pass him and wants to go by. The question is, are you allowed to knock him out of the way? Are you allowed to pass him? Is there any, what's this halacha? Everyone knows, oh, you're not allowed to pass someone when they're davening. So where does that come from, and are there any heter? So the Gemara in Brachos says, this story. Gemara has a story where Rav went to the shul of Beit Gniva, and he was davening on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos. In other words, he was davening early Shabbos. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba l'achorei. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba was davening right behind him, the Rav. V'sayim Rav. Rav finished his tefillah. V'lo paske v'tzivusei de Rabbi Yirmiyah. He didn't disturb. He didn't walk by. They explain that's what it means. Is he didn't walk by, you know, Rabbi Yirmiyah when he was davening. Okay, he didn't move. Shema Mina, the Gemara says, you see a lot of halachas from here. For our three things you learn. For our relevant purposes, what's the halacha that you see for us? Shema Mina, Aser Lavar Kineged Amispalin. You see, you're not allowed to pass someone who's davening. Messiah Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It's a proof to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Aser Lavar Kineged Amispalin. You're not allowed to pass someone who is davening. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? For Rav Ami and Rav Asi Chofi. Rav Ami and Rav Asi used to pass each other all the time when they were davening, or they would pass other people when they were davening. So what do you mean you're not allowed to pass people? Says the Gemara, Rav Ami and Rav Asi Chutz La'arba Amos Huda Chofi. They passed the person who was davening outside 4 Amos. In other words, more than 4 Amos away, about whatever, 6 to 8 feet, whatever, or whatever it is, you know, of Amos. So they used to go around that far away, and therefore it was permitted. Comes out from this Gemara, you're not allowed to pass someone who's davening Shmona Esrei, right, at least, and you're also allowed to pass him, though, if it's more than 4 hours. How do we paskin? So Shulchan Aruch paskins.
Is passing in the front or passing in
the back? Oh, Shulchan Aruch paskins, excellent question. Usr in the Kuf Bey is Dawud. It says, Usr Lavar Kineged Mispalin Betoch Dawud Amos. You're not allowed to pass in front of a person who's davening. V'dafko lefneihem, specifically in front of them. Avol b'tzideim on their side, on the side of them, mutter lavar u'amod. You're allowed to pass by the side, you're allowed to cut someone off on the side, walk by on the side, and to pass that. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what not so fast. This discussion of passing someone on the side is against the Zohar. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Hazohar parshas chayisara, oser apilu b'tzideim toch davar amos. I'm not 40 years old, I never went to Zohar, so I can't really tell you, you know, any intricacies of this halakha, but the Mishnah Berurah brings it down without any chokim, which sounds like, even though Shulchan Aruch allowed you to pass on the side, says the Mishnah Berurah, don't do that. So don't pass someone in front of him, don't pass him on the side. So that's pretty scary halakha. You're not going to pass someone who is davening. So are there any heterim, and how does this apply? First, the question to attack, though, is what's the reason? Why can't you pass someone who's davening? You know what's the reason?
You don't want to disturb them.
So you don't want to disturb him. You know what you're going to say? To disturb him.
The Shekhinah is in front of them.
Oh, that's a totally different reason, I think. There's two reasons. So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, what's the reason why you can't pass him? So the Mishnah Berurah says two reasons. And you know what he says? The two that you said. Number one, he says, is because it's going to be Mavatel is Kavana. It's going to, you know, disturb the guy who's davening. The second reason, he says, is because the Shekhinah is there. And the Shekhinah is there, you're not going to pass in front of the Shekhinah, which will like cut off the connection. This guy's direction, you know, this guy's connection with the Shekhinah, you are not allowed to cut off that connection. What's the nafka mina between those two reasons? No? Huh? Oh, maybe the sides. Okay, good. It sounds like the Zohar would ask for besides no matter what. So you're right. May that be a nafka mina?
Besides may be different.
Huh?
Sides may be different.
Right, okay, let's leave sides out because it's based on a Zohar. But it would be, you're right. Maybe that would make sense. Because if a side, let's say, it wouldn't be a bit of Kavana, but maybe the Shekhinah is there. What else is a nafkamina?
Nafkamina is that if his eyes are closed, you wouldn't be disturbing him.
Right. Another nafkamina is if his eyes are closed or he's got a talus over his head. So if it's a bit of Kavana issue, so then it's mutter if his eyes are closed or he's got a talus over his head. But if you say it's a problem of Shekhinah, so the Shekhinah is right there, you know, the Shekhinah could, you know, goes through the talus, whatever it is. It's a connection to the Shekhinah, so cutting it off from Yosef. Says the Be'er Halacha, exactly that nafkamina. He says, according, since we're machmir, the Be'er Halacha says, like, both reasons, even if the guy's eyes are closed, even if he's looking down in a sitter, or even if he's got a talus over his head, it is still forbidden to pass him. What is another nafkamina? What about if he's saying only saying Kriyashma? I always thought it was only by Shimon Esrei. The Be'er Halacha brings his others, Ve'el Yerab and others, who say that, Hu'adin yesh li'zar sh'olaber b'esh shekorin kriyishma. And you know why? Because you're mevato kavana samispalo. If the reason is because of bitul kavana, then even if the guy said kriyishma, you're not going to pass him because it's going to be mevato is kavana for kriyishma. But if you say the reason is shechina, so maybe that shechina is only there when you're davening the main part of tefillah, which is Shemona Esrei. So that is what the Be'er Halacha says. But the point is, it comes out there's no clue from that because we have to be machmir like both reasons. Comes along with Tzitz Eliezer and Tes Ches and the Yechevuk Tes Simon Ches, and he brings from the Eshel Avram Mibuchach that no, that's not true. The Eshel Avram seems to merge the two reasons. He says he doesn't like these two different reasons. You know what the main reason is? Is what you said. The Kavanah. This reason about the Shechina is a nice idea, but it's kind of like just a corollary or like a connected to that main reason of Bittul Kavanah. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, if that's the case, if the guy's eyes are closed and you know you're not going to be Mevatel with Kavanah, you could pass him. And the Tzitz Eliezer says, you know what? He's trying to be Mako in this tshuva. It's a tshuva where he's trying to give reasons Lahatir because he says it's very hard Isser, it's a hard problem. A lot of times this happens. He says, another Hatir is, you know what? You don't really have Kavanah nowadays. You think you have Kavanah nowadays, you don't really have Kavanah. So because we nowadays don't really have that high level of Kavanah, so if the whole point of this halacha is you don't want to stare at the guy's Kavanah, half the time the guy's checking his BlackBerry, that's what we talked about last week. The guy's checking his BlackBerry, the guy who's dominating in the middle of his tefillah. So what, for you to pass him is a problem? So therefore the Tzitz Eliezer says maybe there's room to be lenient. The Arlet Zion takes it further in Sechelik Beis Simon Mem Beis Os Chavtes. He says that, look, if you really need to leave davening with Tzorach Parnassa or with Tzorach something else, and you take your kids to the bus, that's the good example I give. Sometimes I have to run out. So again, that's like, you know, you Tzorach, it's an important need. The kid can't miss the bus, can't miss yeshiva. You know, if that's the only way to do it, so then that's an important need. He says maybe in that situation, it would be permitted even to cross a guy, definitely if his eyes are closed, maybe even if his eyes are open. Okay, so three more little problems. Problem number one, what about if the guy's got a desk in front of him or a shtender? So we know so you're allowed to sit in front of a guy who's davening if there's a shtender, something which is 10 by 4 tefachim, which again, about a shtender size or a table size or a big chair for sure. You know, 10 by 4 tefachim definitely is these tables are most likely 10 by 4. So, you know, does that prevent this isser? In other words, can I walk through a table here, someone's at that over there, and I walk within Dawud Amos, but there's a big 10 by 4 item blocking this, is it mutter? So the Mishnah Berurah is pretty machmer about this. The Mishnah Berurah, a few lines earlier in Os Beis, says that, you know what, this really only applies to the halacha of sitting down, but to pass by the person, it doesn't really apply. And I think the reason is because it's a bitul kavana issue. If it's a shechina, okay, so the thing could block it, it could block it. Halachically, that's considered separation. So it's not blocking the shechina, because the shechina is already blocked by this 10 by 4. But if it's a bitul kavana, you could see over 10 tefachim, right? You're taller than 10 tefachim. So maybe that, if the reason is bitul kavana, that's why the Mishnah Berurah is being very machmir. So the Mishnah Berurah says the 10 by 4 thing is not a good hefsik, although others argue the Mishnah Berurah seems to be machriya that way as well. 1 second, let's do two more heterim, yeah? So heter number two. So what's that possible, potential heter number two? Is what about our question? The guy who just no care for anyone else, he plops himself right by the door. This happens in work a lot. You know, it's more of a work issue where you're all trying to, you know, file into like a little room. And so we have it in our work. So everyone like comes in. What do? They stand by the door. And the next guy who comes in smashes the door in his face, right? And he's smashing his back and then you have to knock him away to get by. So is that, are you allowed to pass someone who's davening if he is in a place where it is, you know, not a good situation to daven, or he should not be davening? So the Tshuvas van Hagos from Sternbach says, you know what? It's based on these two reasons. He quotes Rav Dovin Baran Zatzal, who says that it depends what the reason is. He says, if the reason is a bitul kavana, then it's mutter. You know why? Because that guy's not supposed to be having his kavana there in the first place. This guy, he says, oh, I've got great kavanas. I'm going to daven right by the doorway. So you know what? You're allowed to mess up his kavana because his tefillah wasn't really a tefillah b'kavana in the first place because he wasn't careful for everyone else's, you know, needs. Therefore, he says, according to that reason, it's mutter. I'll read it to you. He says, v'fiatam sh'isr m'neishim afriyo espalo. He says, since the whole reason is, it's as if he asked for it. He, by davening in that place, it's as if he asked, he said, be mevato my kavana. Wild smart. But he says, if the reason is Shechina, you know, the covet of Shechina, the Shechina's there. The guy was a dope for davening by the doorway, he says, but if once he started Shmon Esrei, too late. The Shechina now is right there. He's in the middle of his Shmon Esrei. You dial up the connection. Now you can't be mafriya of that connection. That's what he wants to say. However, I saw in the Aliha Shlomo, quoted by the Aliha Shlomo, Piskei Tshuvas quotes Aliha Shlomo in his Simon Ches, Oswam and Vav, which seems to be Mako. You know, if the guy is in it's based on a Besamim Rosh that says the guy, you know why you're allowed it, what you should do? You should ask the guy to move. He's in the middle of a Shmon Esrei, but you could really ask him to move, and if he doesn't move, you could really kind of like knock him out of, no, don't knock him down, but really like elbow your way past him. Why? Because it's just like the halacha if a dead body is in the middle of a road and it's blocking people from using that path. So you're allowed in some circumstances to move the dead body away. Even though you're not covered at mace, we're allowed to move the body to the side if it's being mafriya the rabbim. So this guy who's being the mafriya the rabbim, you're not necessarily allowed to pass him because it's also to pass him, but you can move him out of the way. So if you ask him nicely, even in a Shmon Esrei, to move out of the way, he says a Shlomo Zalman, and that's really the thing to do. And it's brought down, the Piskei Tshuvas brings up Mipia Shmu, I'm not sure who he heard this from, but that others, I've heard in the name of Remotion, others used to get very upset if a person died in the hallway and they blocking the door, they would ask him not to do that as well. Fine. Finally, the last question, what about the guy who's being marich in his tefillah? You know, the guy who's standing there, he's in a proper place, he's in the middle of the shul, and he's just going on and on and on and on and on. You know, the guy who's just taking an hour Shmona Esrei, and you're stuck on the other end of the shul. What are you supposed to do? There's no way to get by. You have three of them. Let's say you have three people like that who are blocking the whole shul. They're being marich b'tefillah. So I saw in the Sefer Meir Oz, this contemporary halacha Sefer, I saw it quotes B'Shem of Chaim Kanievsky that perhaps it's mutter, you could be mako, and in that situation, whatever marich b'tefillah means, he doesn't give a, he says maybe it's an hour, but if a guy's taking more than an hour, then you could walk by him. But then he says 20 years later, he asked B'Chaim Kanievsky the question again, because he wasn't sure if he heard B'Chaim Kanievsky correctly, and the second time, apparently B'Chaim Kanievsky told him, no, it's better not to be mako. You know, it's better not, you shouldn't really pass the guy at all. I was just thinking, my two cents, take it or leave it, is that maybe it's based on these two reasons again. If the reason is because of a bitul kavana, so then it should be mutter. Because again, this guy, it's not really a tefillah. He's doing it with the intent, saying, look, if I daven for an hour, you could be mavato my kavana because I don't care about the belt. I don't care about anyone else. You know, he's entering it, like Rav Sternbach says, with the intent not to care about his kavana. But if again, if it's a shechina issue, if he goes on for an hour, the shechina is still there for the whole hour, and therefore you shouldn't be allowed to pass. And maybe it's taller than that. I'm not sure.
Shkoyach. Shouldn't that only be